Well, that's fine. That's awesome.
I just
mean,
remembered
but yeah,
hot.
Just no birthday
so
song.
Goes rib,
okay,
heart.
I just remembered hot.
Iron Doom.
Iron Doom. Nobody messes with Doom.
All right.
Doom became Iron.
Let's
start.
Know.
It's been such a long time since the house has been this full of life.
Who the fuck was that?
Welcome to Extra Extra Cast Ranger, everybody.
Wait, was...
I'm so confused.
You know what? Yes, Anthony, just fade into this random two different conversations and leave in what I just did. There we go.
I cracked open a cold one with the casters.
Or, in this case, you cracked a cold one with the guys.
Oh.
G.I.G.
Stay tuned for extra.
Stay tuned for an actual explanation of what the hell they just.
It was actually a beer I opened. So.
No, that just you tap my.
Was it an Ica de beer?
No.
Damn it!
All right,
it's a Pilsner Urquell.
Truly a nonsensical start to the first episode of Cast Ranger with the full core cast in quite some time.
Because I had food poisoning.
Raven's back. Emily's back.
Emily.
Gar's still here.
Yeah.
Gar never left.
He won't leave.
And I'm as autistic as ever.
Gar's literally just been sleeping on the couch in the studio since the last couple weeks.
Okay, that
waiting
only happened three
back.
Times this week.
No, trust me, dude. I know. Johnny's told me. Your room is fucking hot in the goddamn.
Now, everyone. I know you're all waiting for something, but. We're just building up your hype.
Yeah, oh,
wait
episode name!
Wait a minute.
I already wrote it down.
Hang on. We haven't been like this in a good while, right?
Yeah.
So you could say that we're together again?
As father and son. Fuck!
Emily gets us.
I don't get it.
Together again? I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over. It's just going on. The Muppets?
Okay.
No, fuck you.
The only one I really know is, like, Muppets from Space and Muppet Treasure Island.
Speaking of which, Lane finally saw Muppets Treasure Island.
Yay!
Yeah, Tim Curry was the best part of the
show. You
got
cabin fever?
Well, no, I'm going to show Emily this because she'll probably recognize it, but no. Because of that movie, I found the greatest fucking reaction ever.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking Muppet
holding
just holding his finger, just...
Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
I made a very explicit sexual joke with that face, and Kevin found it hilarious. So.
Of course you did. It's Kevin.
Kermit's a performer, Steve Whitmire, actually left the company. He's been his performer since Jim Henson.
Wait, so
and now he's now it's Matt Vogel, who is also Constantine.
Oh,
so he
actually got replaced by Constantine. That's fucked.
So does he sound more like Jim or the new guy?
We don't know yet. Apparently the first performance you will do of Kermit will be on next week's Muppet Thought of the Day.
I'm just going to go ahead and headcanon that Constantine actually perfectly supplanted real Kermit just permanently.
No. Because that means we won't have Constantine also.
It's like that meme video where like this guy's like talking to Kermit like through a hole in the door, and it's like, I see the gun, Kermit! Drop the gun! Kermit! Okay, drop the gun! Drop the gun! I see Elmo behind you! You're not alone! Yeah, I'm alone! No, it's Elmo right behind you.
Okay, let's talk about Toku.
I was building up more hype.
I didn't mean to interrupt with that.
No, it's fine.
Wait, why do we keep mentioning Build?
Because, oh my god, Build's been revealed!
Ah! Sorry for my scream.
It's Iron Man.
So, holy shit, is he fucking gorgeous.
Holy shit, it looks like Double and Drive had a fucking baby.
I know.
In fact, Double and Drive.
No, that's fucking badass. The Drive one's badass.
Put up the images of the Double Drive edits, as I said.
Take my money.
He actually threw money at Emily.
Not you, Emily.
That was real money you threw.
Oh no, it's in the trash. Emily thinks money's trash.
What, you guys think I wouldn't go practical for my jokes?
Even though it's an audio podcast?
Shut up!
No, you need to make a CGI build.
Okay.
Okay,
okay, so first off, can I just point out that this is the first rider since, like, pre-Gaim that the reveal of the suit is actually an official reveal and not a leaked photo shot from the set.
Well...
Or, like, a terrible magazine drawing.
Well,
or a final figure.
Actually, some guy saw the suit... but he, like, drew it on, like, a doodle.
But we didn't know for sure that was it.
No, but there was a guy who was like, it's pretty much confirmed that's what he looks like, so.
Well, he lied because I don't see a visor in there.
And quickly, if you guys are interested, I have apparently a brief translation of the synopsis for the show.
Can I read it?
I want to read it. I found it. You read the X-Aids last year.
Did I?
Yes. We were like, Emu or Emu.
Emu. Why haven't we been calling him that all
I already read this, but it's fucking...
Okay,
wow. Okay.
I was hoping
the world was created 10 years ago.
Good plot.
10 years ago, second build destroyed the world, and finally, a new one has been created.
They started taxing us for bananas.
Keep going.
What is this, Haruhi?
People's souls are kept in bottles, and they exist in temporary physical forms, accepting peace.
Oh my God!
However,
it's peace machines.
However, the truth is quite frightening. Bottled people with evil hearts must be satisfied by committing heinous crimes.
Heinous.
These beings are known as builders. Only one man can stop them. Shake your soul. Build up. Best match. Kamen Rider.
Beast machine.
Shake up the can and spray it on the wall.
Jet Set Radio. Kamen Rider.
So, yeah.
This is legit Beast Machines, then.
We don't know if this is the, like, official story, but if it is, wow. Interesting plot. People trapped in bottles.
Okay, so, if you're listening...
It's empty.
Oh, God.
If you're watching the video version, we are looking at the official reveal poster, which shows us the logo for Kamen Rider Build.
And three of his other forms.
Oh, God, guys. The bottle is empty. There is no soul.
That's a can.
Oh, God.
And then I threw it on the ground.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would have laughed if it was actually
more
in there.
So what's the first one we're looking at, Ichi?
So the base form, which is pretty much Kamen Rider double heat trigger at a 45-degree angle. is Kamen Rider Build
Rabbit tank
form.
Rabbit tank. So apparently this rider's theme gimmick is organic and inorganic material.
Beast machines.
So first off, I like that we've actually, in this one, they're actually called forms now, finally.
Yeah.
It's been so long that since we've had that.
Yeah, we've had style, arms,
type. And recently,
Damashi
and
Gamer.
Gamer, yeah.
These are
forms.
All right, so taking a quick look at Rabbit Tank, if you look real close, we can start to see the motifs in the image.
What?
So the rabbit side is actually the profile of a rabbit's head, and the blade that leads out is actually the ear of the rabbit.
That is so cool.
It actually took me...
I just love rabbits, so I'm glad I'm
I actually
sorry.
Didn't notice this. Until halfway through the day.
It like, now that you've mentioned it and I see it, it looks like the rabbit's wearing a little hat.
My lady.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like combinations.
That's the eye there and that's the ear.
Yeah.
And then the red part on top of it looks like it's wearing a little hat.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, because of the way the black part
like a train conductor's hat.
Oh, yeah.
And then the black part is like the visor.
And then the blue eye is literally, it's a tank, and you can see the treadmills at the bottom, and then the antenna is the cannon.
Guys.
So,
guys. Back to compound eyes.
Yeah. Well, X8 had them.
No, he has fucking pupils.
No,
on top of compound eyes.
He just has compound eyes.
And then, as if you notice on the left shoulder, like from the suit's perspective, you can see that we have the motifs presented as well on the shoulder, where the rabbit ear next to another tank cannon.
You're just missing arc reactor, and boom, this could be Iron Man.
Okay, now zoom in on his belt. So this is what I'm most interested in.
Wait, Lane, you want us to zoom in on his crotch?
Yeah. I mean, that's what we
zoom
always
in again!
Do.
Zoom in once more! Now you see the single pixel of Ryder's crotch.
Bill's crotch.
I'm just curious about what all that stuff on the bottom is. Like,
I think that the white and black on the bottom, I believe, is decorative.
It's just all these weird squiggles. Like,
they're gears.
So yeah.
Oh,
so okay.
Gears.
So this is the build driver.
Not
so,
the world driver. That
no.
Was
yeah. So what you do is you like insert the bottles into it and then you like turn the crank and like it
and
spins
the
gear. The wheel turns and. I honestly think like this belt's gonna be like I always love the rider belts. I love the drive driver, love the Sengoku driver, love the Ghost driver. Even though I sold mine because whatever.
You know what?
And I love the Gamer driver.
You know what kind of disappoints me about the design of the belt?
What?
I was hoping that like after you finish cranking it, that like it'd be able to like fold under the bottom. That way it wouldn't stick out so much.
Yeah, that's fine.
But This is where I believe...
Can't wait to see Midge Series villain grab him by the fucking handle and whip him around.
I wish. But no.
Oh, like one of those birthday things? Like,
yeah.
Just
grabs hold of him by the fucking handle on his crotch and just fucking swings around and throws him.
And now for the thing that pissed off Zeren Zephyr. You know how the writers' gimmicks have had numbers going forth in the Neo-Hase era?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So build in that pattern is number 10. Which would be the crank on the handle and the wheel on the belt, forming a 1 and a 0.
Yep.
Nice.
He's number 1. Build's number 1. Hey!
No!
Build is number 1.
Please get fucked. In all senses of the word.
Hey! Robbie Rotten survived his cancer.
Yay!
There's a reason to celebrate.
Is he, like, permanently okay, or is he just under
He's about okay as anybody is who survives cancer.
Okay.
So
he got a new bike.
He's
doing good for now, but you never know. It might come back.
Yeah. All right, so now let's take a look at the other forms that are on this poster.
Yeah, Jesus fuck.
So up in the top right corner, we see what is called Gorillamond form, or Gorillamond form. I'm not sure how it's pronounced.
So, yeah, he uses a gorilla and a diamond, and, like, you can see in his eye, like, if you zoom in some more, just... No, not...
Form.
There you go, gorilla face! There's just a gorilla face right there!
And then you can see that he has a giant, like, diamond etched into his shoulder here.
Yeah,
he's
no, gorilla face, and the horn is a fist.
Yeah.
It's
a gorilla fist. And then on the diamond side of the face, you can see like a little twinkle at
that
the edge of
so
the gem.
That is so cool. I like this.
Moving over to the one in the bottom left. This is Nin Nin comic form.
So it's a ninja in a comic book.
I really want to see more of this comic form because I can't really make anything out just from this one scan.
Like, I see what looks to be a comic strip.
I think so.
I can see four panels.
I see,
like,
yeah.
Fucking Yonko. I'm
just used
yeah.
to calling it four coma, but
yeah.
And then on the other side we see Nin Nin, which is obviously a shuriken.
Midnight
because
Shadow.
It was never gonna be yeah.
anything else.
Yeah. It's like Luna Shadow.
Yeah. these helmet designs are really interesting.
I love the patterns in the eyes. I didn't even actually notice that until today.
Right. So then, the one on the bottom right is we
or
have
right
Fidget
now.
Spinner and Hawk.
Fuck!
I think that's a gun.
It's a Gatling.
It's Hawk Gatling.
Oh.
That's a Gatling gun, ladies.
Everyone's calling
well,
it
no.
Fidget Spinner, now I can't fucking unsee it.
Well, I saw it translated as Taka Gatling.
Because Taka is Hawk.
Well,
yeah,
it kind of looks like,
So
one of the Sinnoh badges.
Yeah, well, once again, obvious reason for that combination.
Jet combat.
Oh yeah. No, fucking enhanced vision plus gun.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a sniper.
If you call a Gatling gun a sniping weapon.
Build's main form is
Wait,
Rabbit.
Was that supposed to be the Terminator
yes,
theme?
Yes, that
the,
was the Terminator
or the
theme.
Early Kamen Rider Gen movie.
No, that is the Terminator theme.
So, before we go to the other scans that were revealed, let's take a quick look at the bottles that they've shown.
Oh, well, I was just going to quickly make a notice of that, because Build's forms is a Rabbit, he has a spring on his leg.
I didn't even notice
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he has a spring
right.
on his leg, so, which means he's going to have a really fucking awesome rider kick. Oh, yeah, because... Jump up really high like a rabbit and then fucking kick like the power of a tank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's gonna be fucking awesome.
Tanks are known for
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, tanks are known for
Nothing
kicking.
Will beat Forza's
Rider
Kick.
I wanna
kick.
Hit him with my sword.
Oh, Rocket Drill Kick? That's
yeah.
one of my favorites.
He charges that, like, he uses the rocket on his arm to force himself down and he has a drill
yeah.
on his leg.
Yeah. No, it's awesome.
And he drills the.
Ow.
So the arch.
It's a drill that will pierce the earth. Fuck the heavens.
And then there was one episode where he used it twice.
All right. So looking at the bottles, which apparently, based on the translations, are called full bottles.
They look like tiki.
Yeah, it says it right there.
Yeah, it says
rabbit
full
bottle and tank full bottle.
So yeah, we can see the rabbit and the tank one, which is red and blue. And looking at the design, when we first heard about these, they were called material bottles, and we were thinking that they were like. Bottles of like juice
water
or liquid
energy drink or something,
but I think they might be based on spray paint, because there's been a there's been talk about it being based on like assembling a model, which means like for building models and kits and like
spray
paint them.
Oh, it looks like they can. It looks like they have like juice in
they
it.
They have
That's actual.
It's probably just a solid plastic.
Liquid.
In the middle of it, but it'd be cool if they had actual liquid.
But yeah, the fact
that one's a rabbit, and then oh yeah, that one looks like a tank, like kind of poaching you from head on.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Yeah. And when Lane and I were talking about the belt earlier, Lane made a realization. It's a belt that involves mixing up liquids. It's the Genesis Driver.
Yeah, it's another Genesis Driver.
Soda.
And then if we go down to the bottom right of this scan, we can see
the logo.
The other models.
We haven't talked about the logo yet.
Oh, I love the logo.
We'll talk about that in a sec. So we can see here based on these, the scan is not super high quality, but it looks like the names of the models are Gorilla and Diamond.
I see Gorilla.
It's an A.
No, guys, that's definitely Godzilla.
I don't know. I'll have to wait for a better scan, but it's either Gorilla or Gorilla, which
I would laugh my ass off of it.
So Diamond, Taka, Gatling, Ninja, and Comic.
Ninja, it's the game channel.
Of course it's Ninja.
Yeah.
Ninja.
Which makes me wonder why the form is called Nin-Nin if it's different than the bottle. Nin-Nin. All the other ones have been the same as the bottle, but if it is different, that's going to
really Diamond was different too, wasn't it?
Well, they just cut off the dia, so it's just Gorilla Mond.
So that it can fit onto.
They're
the
pulling
DX
in O's where they pick and choose where they cut off sections of words.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think what build is, I think build's just supposed to be like, you know, different, taking different parts from different riders. Think of it like. His head kind of resembles Drive and Double a bit, and like his color seems kind of like Double's. And go ahead, Emily.
Oh, sorry. After you're done, I meant.
No, go for it.
What if when they come up with the Legacy Rider bottles, he can't just use one?
Well,
he has to mix
two?
Them together.
Oh, I would love that. I would get a Forza and Drive bottle.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah,
so
Forza and Drive bottle.
So he can't just use the one, and they don't do the whole, like, it's a two bottle.
Riders, thing. You can't drink just one.
So, like, he can't just transform to, like, Drive form. He has to be, like, driving something
you
else.
You watch, he'll mix up Double and Drive.
Like, Gimes is the best one, because it'll be orange juice.
Orange.
So.
It will.
Fucking ghost bottle. What the fuck's that going to be?
Okay.
But
it's parent.
A soul bottle, right?
I want an X-Aid bottle.
No.
It'll be sports drink.
It'll be Mountain Dew.
It'll be Mighty Drink.
Mighty Dew.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Where's my goddamn Mountain Dew? I came in the microwave.
Alright, and then moving on to the next scans that we've seen, we can see two other forms.
How can he see?
How did Wizard see?
With magic, I guess.
With magic.
So, the one in the top right here is apparently Rabbit Cleaner. And oh my god,
it
you are looking at this correctly. It's a fucking vacuum cleaner.
Oh,
shit, I didn't even notice.
I get it!
No!
Do you get it? Vacuum rat. Dust bunnies.
Oh.
No, you know what my immediate thought was? So, it's a rabbit. It's a rabbit, and what could effectively be called a dust buster. It's a go-buster form.
Fuck! God damn it.
I like the white one. That did not sound racist whatsoever. I like the white one.
So the next one down here is Hedgehog Tank. Now, while this looks cool, I actually want to see Hedgehog Gatling combine
white
and silver. That would look awesome.
Wait, so how?
No, and then the Gatling gunfire spikes.
Exactly.
So I wonder.
Just Jesus.
I wonder how the gimmick line would work.
It'll be the Fang Trigger form we never got.
Yeah. No. That.
Yeah.
You're right.
Why is it like right? Because they're both filler.
But no, these forms are looking very interesting. Like, I like them.
All right.
In other news, Kamurai Ryuki's coming back.
So, scrolling
down
here to our next scan.
Can I talk about them?
Is this the Dragon Clothes
please?
Guy?
Can I talk about
them?
Yeah. Okay. Lastly, we got a look at Night Rogue, a.k.a. the Black Rider on the left.
A.k.a. Machine Chaser.
Yeah, one of Kamen Rider Build's enemies. And Kamen Rider Kamen Rider C.
So, the translations have been at each other's throats on this, but the popular one that I'm seeing is Kamen Rider Clothes.
He kind of looks like...
As in the things you wear.
He kind of looks like Hotshot from Transformers R.I.D.
It's
looks more like a clothes rider.
It's also been translated as clothes, as in close a door, and also claws. So it could be any of those.
Are we absolutely certain that these aren't just the same guy?
No, we're pretty sure.
No, it's confirmed that these are two different riders.
Okay, I'm just saying because the visors look awfully identical shape-wise.
Same rider series. They're going to look somewhat similar.
Yeah.
And much like...
No,
it's
but it's just... No,
be,
specifically, just their helmets look almost identical in the way they're shaped.
It's
you mean the two of them?
Yeah.
I see why you think that, and a lot of people have, but we're pretty confident that these are two separate characters.
Night Rogue.
Maybe
I love that
related.
Name. Just... Night Rogue!
Okay.
Guys. Night Rogue!
Oh, guys, it's a Knight Rider reference.
And he has, like, a bat visor.
Because he's Batman.
But yeah.
The other guy is something dragon.
Okay, I have a major question.
Yes.
Why has Toei been... Like, what is with Toei recently? No. Why, for the last 3 years, has the secondary rider always been blue? Spectre, blue. Brave, blue. Clothes, blue.
Gar, the answer is simple. So I have someone to like.
All right, fine.
I thought it was because the main character is almost always red. Or red.
That is, yeah. That's
the
actual
secondary rider needs to be the sad one.
Yeah.
So he's blue.
Well, it's not
Spectre,
easy.
Sad. Brave, sad. Clothes,
probably
sad.
Sad because of his name.
Spectre started out evil.
Why is my name Close?
No.
Spectre had his sister trapped in a fucking eyeball.
Well, it's better than Calendar.
Brave had his girlfriend fucking deleted.
Brave's girlfriend died right at the beginning.
Just, no, Close.
This guy. Yeah, he probably get his wardrobe set on fire.
No,
yeah.
No, it's like
dragon.
Guys,
it's like Ken in Toy Story 3. Someone came home and started ripping.
Guys, it's Conrad Close. It's closed.
No, honestly, Night Rogue looks like his costume looks like something that like fucking Batman would have in Injustice 2. Because
like
you can just get like random fucking like
I'm
designs.
I'm trying to piece together what specifically that reminds me of.
It looks like
Chaser.
A it's no, like,
not
no, it's
even,
like a bat in a car.
Yeah.
There's something
the Batmobile.
Else.
It's a Batmobile.
Yeah.
There's like something very specific that reminds me of. It's just the fucking green and red wire running down the fucking front of it, especially.
Bane?
It's what's his name? The villain from Cyber Squad.
Kilocon!
Not really.
No.
It's
Kilocon,
I know.
I kind of get the same feeling that you're getting,
like,
but I can't place
something.
It either. If you know who...
Devimon!
Not
the ice.
What I'm thinking, but yeah.
A
no.
little bit, but not.
It,
that's not it.
It's specifically, it's like those red and green wires running down his fucking underside that are like, triggering me to go. It reminds me of something.
If you know who we're thinking of, post in the comments.
Please do, because this is going to bug me.
Do you know what it's from?
No, I think it might have been another Sentai or fucking Rider series, actually, but. Like that design, like the undersuit.
So then another
Phantom
guy
Ranger?
Made. A guy on Twitter made an interesting point. So, back to Build quickly, just like his main form. So, apparently 2017 marks the 45th anniversary of Kikaider's premiere and the 30th anniversary of Metalder's.
That's Android Kikaider, thank you very much.
So, if you look at them,
Red
kind of see why. Emily?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure you send that image to Anthony.
I will. So, yeah. So, some people are saying that, like, he might be just, like, kind of referencing that, too.
Guys, why are we going to do Kikaider Month?
No, we're just going to do the movie.
Not this month.
I want to do Kikaider Month.
Well, no, we'll just do the movie.
We'll do it next year.
Anyways,
yeah.
In this article, they also start translating some of the stuff that we're seeing. So apparently, the transformation phrase for Build's rabbit tank form is using two bottles, find the best match. Are you ready? Moon salt of steel, rabbit tank.
Oh,
yeah!
Moon salt, because rabbits in the moon.
They're really rhino phrases.
No, it's just going to sound awesome.
Is Hedgehog's fucking catchphrase? You gotta go fast!
No.
He's the best! Way best, cool!
Alive.
All right, and then, so next we have the actual translated catalog listing.
Oh, zoom in on that, please.
Which
cannot
we,
fucking
which
see
we
that.
Received, like, days before receiving the actual scans.
Just this week, it's like, oh, we got a catalog listing. Where's the image? Where's the image? We finally got an image.
And it literally showed up the morning of the day that we're recording.
Yeah, Gar, like, fucking lost his shit over it.
I woke
up. He messaged us at 6 in the fucking morning.
And I quote, I love... No. Oh, fuck. How'd it go?
I love him!
Okay. Alright, so, the new gimmick figure series is known as the Bottle Change Rider series. The collectible are called Full Bottles. Aside from some soft vinyl figures, Kamen Rider Build, Rabbit Tank Form, Gorilla Mon bottle set, the Build Driver, a full bottle holder, which there'll be a combo set of the Build Driver and full bottle holder.
Probably we'll be getting that one.
The first weapon is the Kaiten Kenju, which is rotating sword gun, Drill Crusher. So that's his primary weapon. More soft vinyls.
Anything for gimmick line.
They've already confirmed. Yeah, they're doing Build Rabbit Tank, Hawk Gatling, Build Grillamond.
Oh, so are they going to be like separate figures?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Each form will be a separate release, so you'll get the two halves.
Okay, good.
Next weapon on the list is the Hyaku Hats Rensha Hawk Gatlinger, which is the 100-shot rapid-fire Hawk Gatlinger, so that'll be Hawk Gatling's weapon.
Fuck.
So he gets his own weapon. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, it's like double.
Yeah. Except each of the weapons was only tied to one of the two memories.
Yeah.
So like, how, like, what trigger the gun was on, like, his chest.
So now I'm wondering if the weapon will actually be able to come apart and mix and match the pieces. I can see them doing
that'd
that.
That'd be cool.
Because then you get stuff like, so with the Drill Crusher, and then you have the Hawk Gatlinger, and then you can mix them up into, like, the Drill Gatlinger or the Hawk Crusher.
And judging by the prices of the bottle sets, yeah, they're not electronics, so they'll be cheap as fuck.
How much are they?
900 yen, so that'll be, like, probably $15 per set.
And watch one of them go up to, like, 50. Like Billy the Kid. Seriously, why is Billy the Kid so expensive?
Because it's a cowboy.
So what Raven said about the comic form is correct, because the next weapon on the list is the Ninjutsu Hatsudo 4 Koma Ninpo Katana.
There it is.
Which is the Ninja Arts Invoking 4-Panel Comic Ninja Technique Sword.
Can I have any more vowels in
that
name?
Wait a minute.
The Ninja Arts Invoking 4-Panel Comic Ninja Technique Sword!
I can't wait to hear the commercial for that.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't wait for the fucking 60s Batman sound effect visuals.
Oh my god, yeah, if he like uses this sword and then you just see like bam, wow, ka-ching.
That'll be a thing.
If it's our fucking comic based form, they have to.
That'll be really neat.
No, the guy used stock images from Cocker Ranger, because
you gotta get the comic bottle at least, because you love comics.
No, you don't see the long box. That's literally right at the end of my bed.
I didn't see
that is full to the rim.
I didn't see you working on that when we were watching Guardians of the Galaxy.
Alright, next on the release list.
Wait a minute. Hang on. So, the gimmick line is BCRS?
Bottle Change Rider Series.
Then what's RHS?
Weapon. Something weapon related.
No, they're named after the forms. Let's see if it says up top.
Rider Henshin Series?
Maybe?
Oh.
Whatever.
Anyways, I plan on getting all the
gimmicks. I'm getting Build Driver for sure.
But we're not done. There's more information to look at.
Oh, please tell us, Billy Mays.
So, listed under Night Rogue is another villain called Bloodstark.
Ooh, Bloodstark.
From Batman and Iron Man.
Bloodstark.
My name is Bloodstark.
Hi, my name is Darkhold.
Taserface!
Yep. Time for a game of disappearing bears.
But you may call me Tiffany. That doesn't sound like a very intimidating name.
So, yeah.
Should be.
No,
it's
no. The line is, that's a very manly name. Well, it shouldn't be. It's a woman's name.
So, Bloodstark.
Next on the list.
Okay. DX Rocket Panda. I don't care what the fuck this is. I am getting this set.
I mean, I can already foresee
it's
what it is.
It's a panda and a rocket.
I like space.
Yeah.
I like bears. Especially, like, panda bears I also like. But I'm getting this and then go down.
Here's the thing, though. They've switched the order. Every other form so far has been organic, then inorganic. And this one switches it. And I don't know why.
Because Rocket Panda sounds cooler than Panda Rocket.
Yeah.
Now I'm just thinking about...
That better not be the excuse,
or
I'm going to be pissed.
Please.
I am
totally
Mr. Belt Mechanics.
No, that's fine.
You know what? Put Raven.
Can't argue that.
But the panda one with the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, God.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Transformation smoke gun?
The Henshin Kemuriju Trans Steam Gun.
What the fuck? Who the fuck uses that?
I don't
Probably know. Bloodstar.
No, guys. Dale Gribble. Pocket sand.
Pocket smoke.
And whoever uses that also uses the Valve Kaiten DX Steam Blade.
Steam Blade.
I'm excited to see that.
It's going to have a fucking valve. Yeah. Going.
It's obviously going to be clothes because that way he can steam press his clothes.
Oh my god.
Oh good, there's going to be a build figure for Rocket Panda. Oh. Awesome, I'm getting it.
And if you go down, it's another one where it has the organic.
I'm getting to those.
Oh, sorry.
So next in the list of figures and more forms to be revealed, not only Rocket Panda... Fire Hedgehog.
Lion Cleaner.
Ooh, Lion Cleaner.
Oh, there we go. X8 bottle set.
X8 full bottle set. Double full bottle set.
Oh, it's always double the first one.
Oh, it has two, though. So
double is the start of the gimmick era of Kamen Rider.
Oh, that's true.
And think of it. Gaia Memories were the first like gimmick thing that they've actually done.
And here...
I'm sorry. At what point are we not considering Decade to be part of the gimmick side of things with the cards?
Also, the figures that released that could turn into the...
Okay, fair enough. Decade, but wasn't until Double where they, like, hammered.
Oh, and here's Ichi's favorite thing.
The clothes dragon.
I mean, he looks... has that dragon motif going on.
His
I'm
wings are
surprised.
Shirts!
No, his wings are socks.
I'm not surprised.
I want to see the clothes dragon.
What the fuck is the clothes dragon?
It's a fucking Megazord dragon wearing a suit.
Wait, go down, go down, go down, go down, go down.
Next, and this is what I think is clothes gear.
The Hit Parade Play the Music Sword?
The Japanese name for that is the Hipare Soken.
Which means the steam and valve shit's probably the fucking bad guy.
Yeah.
The
That stuff probably belongs to Night Rogue.
Yeah, probably belongs to Night Rogue. You know, the guy with the fucking steam pipes sticking out of him.
The DX Pandra panel!
So hold on. So the Hipare Soken DX Beat Closer, so that's definitely clothes thing. So maybe it is clothes and not clothes.
Maybe it's both.
But who knows?
Clothes, dragon, and beat closer.
No, maybe that's...
Ooh, that's what I'm getting.
Maybe we did it both ways in this set.
By the dragon and the Henshin device at once.
Maybe that's like going to be a thing with this character. It's like, I am Kamen Rider Clothes! You mean clothes? No!
But here's the thing. Think about this. So, Clothes transformation device is a music playing sword. So it's the fucking dragon dagger all over again.
Wait a minute. Ichi. Are you telling me that the secondary rider isn't going to have a world driver?
No.
Bell driver. No, it would actually be cool if all the riders have different henshin devices.
Because
that'd
I'm
be
getting
awesome.
Sick of how every rider is using the same.
No,
I understand.
No, I like that because it means you only have to buy one belt.
No, the only time I was pissed off with it was with Spectre because then like they had another ghost.
Actually, no. Ichi has a fair point. It's easier to just make one mold and then. Crap ton of gimmicks
I'm
for
not,
it.
I'm not talking about that. I mean, it's better for the customer side of things because you can just buy the belt once and then be whatever rider you
also,
want.
Also, seeing this large fucking toy listing, God, X-Aid made them a shit ton of money.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like,
no,
Jesus.
The belt that got an award? You don't say.
Well, I mean, they've won awards for the last few years.
So then we have the Bike Henshin DX Build Foe. I don't know what the fuck that is, but that sounds interesting.
Hello? Wow. So I'm excited. And
his
fucking
the Pandra
cell phone
panel.
Transforms into his motorcycle.
Oh,
call
God.
Again.
It's the Galaxy. Man, no wonder the Galaxy S8s kept exploding.
No, that was the Galaxy.
But yeah, there's also the DX Pandra panel. I guess that's for the Rocket Panda form.
Okay.
We're like 35 minutes into this, and we're still on build.
And this is where stuff gets interesting. Kamen Rider Build Key Dragon form.
Oh, boy.
We already announced.
So then, Kamen Rider Clothes, and then this is another form I'm interested in: DX Kaizoku Resha Pirate Train.
Yes,
I like pirates and I like trains, so I'm definitely getting this form, whatever the fuck it is.
So it'll be the Super Sentai crossover with Gokaiger and fucking
and then underneath that is his weapon called the Shupatsu Shuko All Aboard DX Kaizoku Hasha,
which means it's a gun
actually
some sort of projectile weapon, the Shupatsu Shuko Kaizoku Hasha.
That's awesome.
Hi, hey, that thing I just fucking said.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Fucking Super Sentai. The Super Sentai crossover with Gokaiger and Tokyuger for some reason. Oh, hey, look. the fucking Shupatsuko fucking Kaizo.
Hey, there's a fly on the screen.
Oh my god, it is. Shupatsuko.
Fuck.
Yeah. How'd you get this?
Guys, can we not cross over my favorite Sentai with my least favorite Sentai?
You mean cross over your favorite Sentai with my favorite Sentai?
Yes.
Of course. Oh, fuck yes!
Can we not?
That is fucking Kaizoku Resha is gonna be my favorite build form. I know it.
Guys, there's so many things on this.
Going
list.
Down the list, there's something called Rapid
Halfway
Tank
down.
Sparkling, which is probably gonna be a super form of some sort.
This is gonna be a very long extra.
Next, another form, Octopus Light.
Shit ton of reveals about the next rider, of course.
All of you must remember.
Oh, good. There's going to be a figure.
Wait, I'm about to say something. Let's all remember, all of this is coming out between August and October. Or not October. December. So all of this shit might not even, continue for the entire show. Because after December,
this
it's like everybody's going
to... early series.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's like, this isn't even like mid-season form.
Oh my god.
These guys are packed to the fucking
No, even Shuki said himself, I don't think I'm going to invest really in this line because there's just too much.
You know what surprised me though? Hmm? Dave said he is going to.
No, and you know what? I like that there's a huge toy listing because you know what that means?
Options.
There's something for everybody.
Exactly.
You don't need to buy everything. But if there's something that catches your eye, you just get that, and you'll feel good about yourself.
That
so
to
me,
every completionist
I'm, no, okay,
but not
me,
everyone's a completionist.
I'm probably just gonna get Rabbit Tank because that sounds cool. Rocket Panda, Gorillamon because I like the sound of that,
and
Kaizoku Resha. That is the most. That is the form I'm looking forward to the most.
Until I see images.
I
just want the gimmick. Figure.
Unless there's a pink form. If there's a pink form, I'll get that too.
Sorry. I foresee that I'm only going to get a couple of the bottles of, whatever forms interest me, and right now the one that interests me the most is, it's not even actually on here, but I imagine it's a possibility, which is Hedgehog Gallery.
You're going
to
invest in clothes shit.
I know you are.
Oh,
yeah, that too.
I know you are.
Probably. I mean, look, it's a dragon dagger weapon.
And clothes dragon.
And a clothes dragon.
I wonder who the showrunner is going to be.
Oh, did you win, Raven?
Raven's got Tim Horton's cup.
Damn.
That would've been funny.
That would've been awesome.
Did Anna want?
Emily, what do you think of all this?
I'm not sure if I should have an opinion yet, because we don't really have much, but actually really, really, really like this so far. I love the bottle gimmick a lot more than the gashets.
Are you excited for the lion cleaner?
Why?
Because it's a lion in a vacuum.
So which ones are you looking forward to?
I like the rabbit forms, honestly. I'm biased because I like rabbits, and I also think the hedgehog form looks really cool.
You like rabbit cleaner, the vacuum?
I'm not gonna lie, rabbit cleaner sounds like my kind of theme.
Dust bunnies!
Cleaning and bunnies!
I can make a really dark joke, but I'm not gonna!
There better be a Ghostbusters reference.
I don't know, but anything combining rabbits and badassness is good.
Anyways, we better by next week or something get fucking scans for all this shit because I want to fucking see all this shit.
Be patient.
I will. Gar said we're gonna see this tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, we're gonna see this tomorrow morning. We're gonna be like, fuck.
When the catalog comes out. The way the news cycle tends to go, yeah, we usually find out some important shit.
That's
Saturday
fine.
Night.
We'll have more build to talk about next week.
Yay!
We'll have more to build up to.
See, look at this, guys. It's a Rider series Gar's excited for, because X8, at the beginning, he didn't give a shit.
We'll have more of a foundation to build on.
Yeah, because, nothing beats waiting for the GO train, and then just looking on their phone, seeing X8 being like, Really? This is what we came up with for the last 6 fucking months?
Me, I was like, alright, game-themed rider, let's see what we got.
Someone on Facebook was theorizing that maybe since, like, Build, Foundation, maybe Foundation X will finally come and be the main villain.
Oh,
so, just to quickly end off on Build. Yes, all this shit sounds really, really crazy and just kind of, like, all over the place, but I think that's going to make for a very interesting and fun show.
And here's my thought on this. I think that Toei decided to double down on Gaim. They took a show and threw a bunch of really stupid-sounding concepts at us and then wrapped an amazing story around it. So they said, you want good story, stupid-looking and stupid-sounding gimmicks? Oh, we'll give you stupid-sounding gimmicks!
Yes, no, because...
We'll give you a fucking rabbit vacuum cleaner form!
Think about it this way, though. We don't know who the head writer is. So, all this shit could be...
Never going to happen again.
Getter Ibuchi hated working on God.
Then why did he do it?
No. He thought it sounded like a good idea. He signed the contract. Toei kept him on such a fucking leash the entire show that he just
Can I at least crush the cherry rider between a pair of rocks?
All right.
Fine, Gad.
I'm gonna kill the melon rider. No.
I already did it though. Bring him back.
All right. Can I film the last episode? No, you're fired. Good riddance.
Well, no,
I'll go work on the Godzilla anime.
Well, fuck you guys.
He quit.
Yeah, fuck you guys too. I'm gonna start the next show I'm writing by nuking New Orleans.
But yeah.
Well, I mean, in Gaim, he did nuke all of America.
Right? But.
But yeah.
Like, fuck you guys. I'm gonna go nuke half the world in the next anime.
Rocket Panda, Kaizo Kuresha. I'm fucking excited. That's gonna be awesome.
I swear to God, that show was just Urobuchi venting at fucking Gaim.
Maybe.
And the thing, he's writing 3 Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I'm static.
No, someone should have shot the other ones being like fucking Heat Trigger, Luna.
We're looking at the edit that makes him look like Double. There's also one where he looks like Exade, but Lane didn't send it to me.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness. Make sure Anthony gets that actually looks badass.
Yeah.
It also helps as belts. Whoa!
And there's the Drive.
Yeah, the Drive one's fantastic. I love it. It looks so much like Drive. It's fucking scary.
Fucking Iron Man.
And then
watch, that'll be like the Drive form.
I hope so. I'm getting a Drive bottle for fucking sure.
I'm a little sad that it's 2 bottles per rider set.
And we'll end off our discussion on Build with this amazing piece of fan art that came from at Majimagoro _.
It's basically Kamen Rider Double with a chibi version of Build. Being like a father and son type of thing, and Double's like trying to get Bill to play with X-Aid,
well,
where he's just holding the box.
X-Aid
and, like,
has got his hat,
breaker.
He's got his breaker, and he's about to bump the little energy item box. My immediate thought was, why isn't X-Aid level 1?
Because.
Just like, go and play with ice with your new friends.
Oh boy.
That's cute.
Alright, we're 44 minutes into this. Let's rush through the rest of this.
Next, official images for the Mighty Creator VRX and Hurricane Ninja Gashets.
Fucking Mighty Creator looks so beautiful. It's like a transparent gashet.
Oh, great. So
saw what that did in the fucking trailers at the end of the episode.
Yes!
It's Kamen Rider Tilt Brush.
Yes!
And Google Earth.
Oh,
and
my
what,
God.
The cover!
No, it's Kamen Rider Scribble Knot.
Oh, there's an idea.
I love the cover art.
Guys, look, a gashet though break over time by its own like force.
It's too powerful.
Gar does not like translucent plastic.
If there's anything TJ Omega has taught me, translucent plastic is like having a death sentence. It'll crack over time. So basically, if you just leave it, it will break on its own.
Wow. Maybe they're trying to make some commentary on VR being a passing fad.
Ooh.
Maybe. Besides, we're not decent colors.
But yeah, and then we have an image of what the display looks like in the belt, and that's pretty cool. Lane, I assume you want to look at that.
Oh, it's so pretty.
He wants so hard to be Cronus. It's not deniable.
No, I love that.
Undeniable.
It's X8 if he was Cronus.
Oh my god, stop being Cronus.
And then moving along, we have the Hurricane Ninja Gashet, which looks pretty cool.
It's just
oh, that is cool.
It's like
I don't care about
freaking, I don't care about Fuma. Him himself, Fuma, but that is a nice gashit.
And then, even though the gashit is blue, the light on the data part is, like, orange.
Yeah, because confirmed. He has orange highlights.
Yeah, he has orange eyes.
Yeah, and then there's the shot of the display on the belt. That looks cool.
That's cool.
So, both of these movie-exclusive gashits are 1620 yen base price each. And will be released the same day as the movie, August 5th.
Wait, so are they being released as a set or separately?
Separately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Next. Speaking of the movie, we had a new poster put out, and it looks really cool.
Except for one thing.
Oh, God.
It's, I don't care. I'm going deaf to kid on this.
I was about to say.
The riders are not symmetrical.
Yes, they are. They form a zigzag pattern.
That's not symmetrical.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's supposed to be
dynamic. Going from left to right. High, low, high, middle. High, low, high. They form a fucking zigzag pattern.
And off to home they go? No. They should all be straight.
No. It makes it cool and different.
You just triggered all of time.
What? You worded that real fucking terrible. Everyone should be straight!
Tumblr is tricky. It's all your fault, Gar.
I started World War III.
You summoned the SJWs.
Oh, no.
Great. Not only did I ruin Christmas this year, I destroyed Tumblr.
I thought the Curia dying was what ruined Christmas.
No, I ruined Christmas because of the one thing that happened with me. Oh, that's so adorable.
What's going on? I have no idea what's
Damn
going on.
Damn it, Lane. I thought
Lane,
you
Lane,
we
told... Stop pulling out your phone.
I'm sorry.
Where's my wallet?
Okay, so now that new forms have been shown in the last few episodes of X8, they're putting out new posters for the movie, which this one now features Brave Level 100 and Laser Turbo. Because previously, all the ads we've been getting for the movie featured Laser Level 3 and Brave Level 50. But now they can show the forms that are actually featured in the movie. And Snipe's still level 50. Because fuck Snipe.
Well, he's ready
and not
for battleship.
Dead. Yeah. Spoilers.
Oh, the spoilers on a spoiler show? Say
no, this yep. isn't Drive. Are you fucking crazy?
Anyways, moving along, we got... teaser and cast information regarding the episode Stinger, Q Ranger V Cinema.
Ooh!
So here's a quick synopsis.
So what was that?
Lane said, ooh, I pretended to be Bender.
Doomed!
Doomed!
Doomed! Alright, so here is a quick summary of the Stinger movie. While conducting a liberation minute on planet Sleepy of the Norma constellation.
What the fuck?
Wait,
say that again?
Sleepy.
Planet Sleepy of the Norma
constellation. Sleepy. That's amazing.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling very sleepy right now.
We're going to make that joke when we talk about the movie.
Sleepy.
Well,
I love it.
Stinger and Champ are attacked by Jerk Matter and fall into a valley where they remember a common unforgettable
past.
Oh,
attacked by Jerk Matter, you say. You don't say. Jeez, it's like they've taken over the galaxy or something.
I wonder if it makes them sleepy.
Oh, apparently so.
I wonder if it makes them sleepy.
Okay, so. This actually does take.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
Don't throw up, Emily.
There's some phlegm in there. I'm sorry.
So apparently this does take place right after.
It wasn't quite as funny as hot.
This does take place right after when Stinger and Champ fuck off to go find Scorpio. Okay. So now we know that the story has no consequence.
Wait a minute. So are you telling me, all right, we gotta go find my brother. Let's go out for him.
Let's go to Planet Sleepy.
In the Normageddon.
So, they search for Scorpio when they encounter a town whose inhabitants are being attacked by a mysterious woman. Stinger and Champ accept the task to deal with her, but Stinger realizes the words she uttered resembled her brother's, making him hold back. I seek power, that alone. The woman's name is Mika Retsu. One of her arms is grotesque and consequently making the townspeople persecute her. Oh good, it's a movie about racism.
Isn't that Tokyo Gore Police? No, wait, that's not the name.
No, it's not about racism. It's just about not accepting someone for their flaws.
Oh my god, it's alien spell all over again.
So, the people persecute her, leaving her with a desire for revenge. Mika wishes to become part of Jerk Matter, reminding Stinger of his brother even more, so he tries to save her from sorrowful isolation.
Oh, joy. Oh, no, sorry, sorrow.
So apparently Naga, Hammy, Spada, and Kotaro and Rompo are still in this.
No, Lucky? What the
fuck? Oh, you know, Lucky's like here.
Yay!
They're all, I guess they all appear in some capacity.
Woo!
Lucky gets bottom credit. That means hopefully he has one.
Wow, wait. Lucky got bottom billing.
Wow, Garu got the fucking shaft.
Hey, Garu's just not in this.
Garu, Champ, wow. Raptor.
No, well, Champ's here.
No, it's, oh, okay, Raptor.
No Raptor, no Garu. So.
Oh, and no balance.
Yep.
What?
So, episode Stinger will be directed by Koichi Sakamoto,
oh,
who we all know.
Yep.
It'll be written by Kento Shimoyama, who did the Go Busters versus Dobutsu Go Busters
movie.
Wait a minute,
Sakamoto.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you be busy?
Why is he fucking directing everything?
Yeah, he's currently directing Geed. He went to South Korea to go film Dino Force Brave.
What the fuck?
This man multitasks like a boss.
Oh, yeah.
That's all at it.
Quick, we need someone for Super Ninja Steel.
Hey, I'm sitting here already.
Someone
anyway.
Call Koichi Sakamoto.
I could direct that during my lunch break.
Right?
Just hang on, G.
Okay, but let's be fair. He's essentially working out of the same fucking studio for all of these.
He's like Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Weno worships him.
Oh, you want to use me as motion capture? Okay, you might as well use my studio.
Yeah.
So, moving along. Yeah, it's being written by Kento Shimoyama, who did the Go Busters versus Dobutsu Go Busters movie.
Oh,
so that'll
yes.
be quality.
It's one of my favorite Sentai movies ever.
Special effects supervisor Hiroshi Butsuda and music by Kosuke Yamashita.
Cool.
Movie will be going on sale October 25th, coming out on DVD for 4,500 yen and Blu-ray for 5,500 yen.
So it means we'll see some of it in like December.
And it also has a set that comes with the Ikakuju Kyutama, which is Unicorn!
Please.
And then those sets are 5,500 and 6,500 respectively. So, yeah.
Cool! Scorpion Stinger movie.
Looking forward to it.
Q Ranger fourth quarter toy catalog listings.
Very small one.
Basically, the only information that's of any note is the fact that there are new Voyager machines called Orion Battler and the Kojishi Voyager, which is Leo Minor.
So basically, the Orion is going to become their final mech.
As we predicted.
Badass. I mean, look at that form. It's so pretty.
The Voyagers all blew up. Now we're
using
the Orion.
Voyager.
Maybe.
What is this, Comicron?
And speaking of Orion, we have the formations tease for the Orion Battler. Well, when I say tease, I mean silhouetted. So, the Orion Battler will have a carrier formation. We'll have the other Voyager mecha in robot formation ride the behemoth. So,
okay.
The other Voyagers ride it, I guess?
So, it's like...
It's a carrier zord.
It's like in Bokenger with a Dive Voyager. Or basically the Boken, like Daiboken, just rides.
Got a question for you.
Answer, Lane.
Would you
stop stealing my bit?
There should be a San Diego Comic Con exclusive Transformer called San Diego Comatron.
God fucking damn it!
No, San Diego Comic Con is for them.
No, no, no.
They do Transformers and GI Joe.
Hold on. What was the name you said?
Comic-Con.
San Diego Comatron.
Yeah. No, you said Comatron, and then I thought no, it should be Comicron.
That's Linkara's ship.
Yeah, it is.
And now he's currently in the middle of making Comicron 2. Because apparently the first Comicron's like broken or something.
Watch the movie.
Oh yeah, it did come up.
Anyways.
Forgot all about the movie, which is now out on DVD.
Bye now.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers life-size red Ranger bust.
Well, this
not
is
just
bust.
The helmet. You get his torso.
Yeah, like half his torso.
Yeah.
Hacked off his arm.
1:1 scale, 25 inches in height. Features an LED light-up power morpher base.
You can just...
Holy fuck! Pre-order it for $900!
I wouldn't have expected anything less.
Expected?
You can put on your desk and have Jason stare you down while you sleep.
Or Rocky.
And make you question your life choices.
Or Geki if you want to be a Sentai purist.
Yeah.
It is expected for a fourth quarter of 2018 release, and only 200 copies will be available.
I'm not surprised.
And apparently each will have a signed certificate of authenticity.
You can have it on your desk and question, Why did my girlfriend leave me after I told her?
Okay,
I
will
this?
Say this. Two of them better be sent to Austin St. John and Steve Cardenas. That's all I'll say.
And EG just lost it with my joke. Just,
I don't need you anymore. I have him now.
I have my
joke. Wow.
Well, they're making one of the White Ranger, too, I believe.
Of course!
Hey, I like Tommy.
Hey.
Stop throwing your wallet at me. Next story.
I'm so glad I didn't read this all in advance.
There's like, no, don't throw it.
$8.99.99. Pre-order it now.
Oh, I'll be getting it for sure.
No way.
That's a lot of money.
I'm just kidding. I don't
chunk it on my own.
I don't give a shit about the Red Ranger.
Next. This one's kind of sad.
Aww.
Why didn't we talk about this one
Mood
first?
Killer.
That's okay. I have other stories to pick us back up.
All right, fine. You want to talk about it? Since it's anime related?
Yeah. This is actually the first I'm hearing of it because I've been away the last 2 weeks. Veteran anime and tokusatsu composer Seiji Yokoyama passes away. It was reported that he passed away due to pneumonia last Saturday at the age of 82.
What's with Japan? Like, people die of pneumonia.
Old age, pneumonia, lowered immune system. It's a respiratory thing that kind of kicks in because you had the flu.
Apparently he did so for Saint Seiya?
Yep. The veteran composer made his debut by composing the ending themes of The Adventures of Hutch the Honeybee, later be known for his work in the Saint Seiya anime franchise.
He also did
other anime work. He worked for said franchise, blah, blah, blah. Also
Game Geyser, Harlock, Armored Fleet, Die Rugger.
Fucking Harlock, man.
And then for Tokusatsu, he did Matilder, Special Rescue Police Wind Specter, and Choriki Sentai O-Ranger.
Oh. Cool.
I still really want to watch Wind Specter.
Rest
it
in peace,
it is fully
sir.
Subbed.
Yep.
Rest in peace, sir.
All right. Hey, Raven, why don't you read this one, too?
You have no idea how much I've been seeing of this and fucking basically creaming myself for
weeks.
Oh, man, no.
Raven likes Mazinger.
Yes, I do. And this one looks fucking amazing.
No, I'm sorry, I'm about to say the worst thing ever.
Go for
it. I have to. So is that why there's all this white on the poster?
White and red, all over the poster. God bless you,
Emily, you've done it again!
As you know, Redcaster.
Because we always say whenever Lane in creams over something, he just... The walls are pink.
Pink.
I'm still finding it in
when,
my
when
underwear.
Has he creamed over something?
Like, every time something stupid
I creamed when the Decade Renewal figure was announced.
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
the walls
thanks.
Were pink.
Well, I thought you meant
days.
Literally.
No.
Like,
I mean, it might have been literally. We weren't in the room for that.
I apologize to literally everyone for making that joke. I stole it from Regretzi. It's not my own joke.
In case anyone
out
there.
Do you Regretzi making that joke?
I do.
In case anyone out there is still not clear on it, we embellish the truth for funny.
For funny?
Yeah.
We make the jokes.
Anyways. Long story short about this article, they were teasing like months and months ago, like a new Mazinger Z project. For a while, they were making it sound like it was going to be a live action. Unfortunately, not a thing. It's just another animated movie that looks fucking amazing from what I've seen.
Now, you call it Mazinger, but according to Joss Whedon, it's Mazinger.
Wesley Crusher.
Yeah, Wesley.
Will Wheaton. Quill Wheaton.
Yeah, well, that's more reason for me wanting to smack him in the face.
If you would.
Anyways, they have now announced the release date for this movie, which is January 13th in Japan.
So
which means next summer I probably get to see it on DVD.
Well, could you imagine Funimation releases this?
Oh,
like,
I fucking want.
Like, is this release in theaters subbed?
I'm taking the small victories right now that apparently the new Nanoha movie is getting that treatment this summer.
Cool.
Yeah, part one.
Let me know when that's
apparently
out.
It's a two-part movie.
When that's out, you will
yeah,
watch it.
When I find out when they're putting that out in theaters, all I've heard is American release date so far, but I know the Canadian ones are coming. Usually
cool.
are. Anyways.
So what is Mazinger?
I'm glad you asked. Mazinger said the movie will open 13th. The plot for the film is as follows. Humanity was once in danger of its downfall at the hands of the Underground Empire, which was led by the evil scientist Dr. Hell.
Dr. Hell.
I'm not
if you're born with if you're born this with that dude. Name, then you have to become a supervillain.
I'm sorry, but just to quote Linkara, back in the Golden Age, you just went with the first name and you just go with it.
Oh please, this is a series from a guy who later went on to name one of his villains Hitler.
With a D. Oh my god, remember?
And he was literally just Space Demon Hitler.
I like how he's not just Space Hitler, not just Demon Hitler, he's Space Demon Hitler.
We don't make this up, people. We really don't.
All I could think of was remember that time we were playing Quiplash, and it had to be someone worse than Hitler, and someone put Hitler.
And I'm going to correct myself immediately on this, because I know some asshole out there is going to comment on this. Yes, I'm talking about Getter G. Yes, I know Go Nagai wasn't, like, the main creator of that. Yeah, that guy. Thank you. It's Gar seeing the picture now.
Hitler!
Oh my god, send that to Anthony. It's
oh generated
Frankenstein Hitler with demon horns!
It just
yes,
looks like
I'm aware. I'm aware it was Nagai's protege.
And as always, kill Hitler.
Yes.
And as always, kill Hitler.
Oh god, that series.
Anyways,
was fun.
Back to the
Anyways,
plot synopsis.
Yes, led by evil scientist Dr. Hell, Kabuto Koji piloted the super robot Mazinger Z with help from his friends Photon Power Lab. He thwarted. So is this happening after? Yeah, it
it's
is.
Been 10 years.
10 years after Dr. Hell went down, no longer a pilot, Kabuto Koji is taken after his father and grandfather and started down the path of science. He encounters a gigantic structure buried deep beneath Mount Fuji. Oh god, that's never a good thing in this story. Along with a mysterious indication of life. New encounters, new threats, and a new fate await mankind. The former hero Kabuto Koji has a decision to make about the future. Whether to be a god or a devil, you know, the tagline of every Mazinger series ever.
So he becomes an overlord.
Yeah. The grand action film depicts a fierce battle fought by the people, and Mazinger Z once again entrusted with the future of mankind. So what you're telling me here is it's the fuck... Okay, I have a pretty good idea of who the villain is on this one, then. Because...
You know what, I need to look up this guy's name. Dr. Hell?
Yes. Oh, I have a list of villains from this show you need to look up, and they're all going to be just as laugh-worthy as the last.
Oh, I bet.
What the fuck?
Yes.
What'd you find?
Dr. Hell.
He looks like Tella from FF6 if he got real fucking ugly.
I'm going to get his main general on screen, and you're going to laugh your ass off for a minute.
You got to send all this shit to Anthony
yes.
now. I'm sorry. What is it?
Baron
Ashura.
Oh god, it's that one woman from Mulan.
It's like Two-Face.
Yes.
It's if the grandmother from Mulan became Two-Face.
I that's the Increase the Soup woman.
What?
You've never seen that meme, the Increase the Soup?
What, Baron Ashura has a meme? Awesome.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's like one of those chats, and it's like me. I'm feeling a little better, but I still feel sick.
But
parents, and then there's a screenshot of them saying, "Increase the soup."
Yes. Anyways, no, Gar, for your information, Baron Osher is half heavily makeuped woman and half black man.
Oh,
that's
what?
Racist?
And they both have their own voice actor.
And then they fuse together!
Yes, actually!
Anyways.
I'm not even kidding!
Here it is, I found it!
There.
Mazinger Z.
Oh. Oh yeah, no actual subtitles from the show. Yeah.
Okay, we need to move past this.
That was super weird because
cool,
I never knew who this was from.
Just before we move
on
this
guys.
One, yes, there's a shower scene or two involving that character.
Oh, kill it!
Mazinger coming out in January.
Oh, can I talk about this one?
Yes.
Yay!
It's a comic. For sure.
Boom's Mighty Morphin Power Rangers comics to introduce the Rangers of 1969. So basically, every five issues of the Power Rangers comic, they decide to do, like, you know, a one-shot story in between arcs.
You know, like comics.
Yeah.
Alright, debuting in the 20th issue, we will meet the Rangers Zordon Alpha assemble in the year 1969.
Spoilers, they probably died.
Yeah. In this standalone tale, we meet Igor, 21, male, a Soviet KGB agent.
KGB agent?
Jamie, 24, female, a British singer/songwriter. Taryn?
Corona?
Corona, 21, male, a war veteran. Daniel, 18, male, a student/protester. And Grace, 21, female, the head secretary of NASA and a wannabe astronaut as they battle a foe who's downright psycho.
I wonder who it could be.
No, it's definitely not.
And of course, like, the covers don't really tell us. But,
no, it's whatever the villain was of Dark of the Moon.
We'll scroll down.
It's Moon Nazi.
I swear to God, when you were reading, like, Daniel, 18, male, student/protester, because I hadn't fully read it, for a half a second, I thought it said student/Protestant.
Right. Oh, no.
series writer Kyle Higgins also added that these Rangers stopped a secret moon attack during the 1960s, and that this story will make a huge impact to the future of the present-day Mighty Morphin team.
Also, apparently this writer used to write for the Nightwing comic.
Yeah.
I've heard it's actually been pretty good.
Yeah. So this is going to be all about how they stopped Rita and Zed from attacking 30 years earlier than
apparently the government's going to get involved now in the newest arc. So they might be hinting at, like...
Hold on. Why is it NASA and not NASADA? That's the agency in Power Rangers.
Who cares?
It doesn't exist yet. The upcoming issue will be released on October 18th. Will feature art by Danielle D.
Nicolo
and covers by Jamal Campbell, Steve Morris, Dan Morin, and Joshua McDonald.
Neat. There's also art of a Trini figure?
Basically, they're variant covers where
so it's a comic cover looking like it's a Power Rangers figure.
I have the White Ranger comic.
That threw me off. I'm like, what the fuck?
They do covers like that for the Disney Marvel comics as
okay.
well. The Figment comic.
Alright, next.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt it.
Oh, Super Sentai Artisan DX Womb Tiger coming soon.
Or the Tiger Zord.
Yeah,
the White Tiger Zord.
AKA Legacy Tiger Zord, just, you know, more marble. In the series, Womb Tiger is Kiba's Ranger's primary mecha. Kiba Ranger's primary mecha. And just like Ryuseo, it also has a humanoid form. Said humanoid form can combine with the mythical key beast.
The Chibi, Shishi, Tenma, Kirin, and Ho to form Kiba Diode. Yeah. Details on release date and price not yet announced.
When are we getting Tor? Also, it was confirmed that the Direno that they released wasn't the original mold. Sadly, it's not even the legacy mold.
Oh. It's a new mold?
Not even worth buying it.
Okay.
Alright, next.
Is
our final news story.
Extra?
Oh, here we go. Emily loved this.
Kamen Rider Denno Imagine plush doll mascot with Denliner set.
It's so cute! They're all in a little Denliner!
It's a Denliner bag.
Take my money.
Oh my god, guys. Oh, thanks.
No, give me back.
So, Premium Bandai has put up a pre-order page for this set, which will include these adorable little plushies of Momotaros, Urataros, Kintaros, Ryutaros, Deneb, and Sieg. But no Teddy!
Because Teddy's irrelevant.
No.
You will show respect to Alexandra, bitch!
No.
Did you say Alexandra,
that's his
bitch?
Name.
Yeah, that's how owner pronounces it.
Didn't owner
Alexandra, bitch!
No, Teddy's
because
just,
B and B.
I know.
Well, Teddy is what Kotaro calls him.
That,
really cute, though. I love
well,
him.
Well, that, and you have to think about it. Teddy is technically not a part of the team in the series. So they only...
Neither is Sieg.
Yeah, he is. He's in the show.
But he's not on the Denliner.
But he's in the show.
Anyways. They're super cute. They're coming out in November. Price at 97.20 yen.
So how much is that?
That's like 120 bucks.
I'm actually tempted.
No, Gar.
We could go in on them together.
No. I love Deno, but not this much.
So yeah, that's adorable. The little Deadliner bag has like a translucent window on the one side, so you can see them all just standing in the train, squished in against
each
other.
I really hope that the inside of the bag just looks like the dining car.
No, it's probably just transparent.
No, but that'd be cool.
We can't see it with these images, but yeah, that'd be neat.
They're cute.
All right.
They look like they're Imagine anime forms.
That's,
so
yeah, like. That's probably the idea. All right. That about does it. Wow, that was over an hour because build discussion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're
going to
have more build next week.
Yes, as we talked about non-images, we only talked about words.
Well, there were images.
To some.
Anyways.
What are we going to do with all the other things we talked about?
Think about it, guys. This is going to go down in history as our first build scan discussion.
I'll be listening to this a lot, probably.
Why is my can on the floor?
Because I
threw
it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jinx!
That seems like so long ago.
Bye, everybody!
Remember, I made the joke and then I threw it on the crowd.
And we'll see you in the broadcast proper.
You fucked that up, Royal.
Thank you for listening.
Hooray!
So
bye.
Bye!
See ya.
Oh, by the way, we have shirts now. Go buy them.
Already did.
You bought a onesie for your dog.
We have merch. It's on the website.
We better
leave this in. Yay!
I mean, the smallest size available doesn't fit her yet, so
she'll grow into it.
Once she does,
years from now, we'll look back on this moment.
Bye, everybody.
Now, bye.
Bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.